Oh, so we're going. Okay. My name is Tess. I am 9 years old. Today is Thanksgiving. And I'm speaking with my Uncle George, who is my uncle. We are recording this interview in Rockville Center, New York. Describe your first date.
It's an interesting question, Tess. My first date actually was with my current wife, your Aunt Lauren.
Yeah.
And we met at camp.
I know the story.
Oh, we met at camp and we had a nice little grilled cheese together in the middle of the day on a nice hot summer day in the middle of the week.
Is that all?
That's all.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I was a little bit of a maniac. I was the youngest of 7 kids. I had 5 older sisters. I learned a lot of hard lessons. Your mother, Lauren, taught me a lot of lessons, and I learned from them. And I had a very good childhood. Can't complain.
Are there any traditions that have been passed down through our family that you could tell me about?
Yes. The holidays. Thanksgiving. Ironically, it's Thanksgiving, and we get together with family, we spend time together, we joke around with each other, we have fun, we laugh, and those are our traditions.
Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up on the same block that I live on now, Intervale, and I had a little bit of a different childhood because I grew up in one town, Rockville Center, but went to school in another town, Oceanside. There's only a small group of people that did that. So growing up, I had a lot of friends from Rockville Center, but I didn't go to school with them. I went to Oceanside. That was my childhood.
Did you have a nickname, and how did you get it?
Not really. Everyone called me George, but my sister Mary, your Aunt Mary, called me Footer because my middle name is Francis, and the short name for Francis is Frank, and then she started calling me Frank Footer, like a hot dog, and then she started calling me Footer Frank, and then she got rid of the Frank and started calling me Footer, so my nickname was Footer.
Who was your favorite sibling?
Mary.
Share some favorite stories or memories of your time with Aunt Lola.
We like to travel a lot, so we went to Ireland together, but my favorite time with her was on our honeymoon in Hawaii.
Tell me about your siblings. Were you close with them?
Very close. To this day, we all spend holidays together, and we all talk to each other. Everybody lives close, other than my sister Jane, but because of unforeseen circumstances, she moved to California because that's where her husband lives. But we still talk every week, and yes, we're all very close.
Resume. Did you like school? Why or why not?
I loved school. I went to a lot of schools.
Can you name them?
Yes, I went to St. Agnes from 1st grade to 6th grade. Then I went to Kellenberg 7th and 8th. Then I went to Chaminade for 9th. Then I went to Oceanside High School from 10th to 12th. I loved them, and I was able to see all the different forms of teaching, met a lot of teachers, and I really enjoyed school.
What were your expectations coming into this conversation, and did they change?
I didn't have any expectations. I kind of was blindsided by you, but that's normal, and I was glad that you picked me to interview. That meant a lot to me.
And one more. How many games have you played in basketball, and how many points would you score each game?
Wow, that's a loaded question. I played a lot of games of basketball. I don't know how many, though.
So you still hold a record at Oceanside High School, and you said that you would make like 4 3-pointers a game.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I had 64 3-pointers in my senior year, and we played about 16 games. So that's about 4 a game. And, yeah, that is still a record at Oceanside High School.